following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
So Jesus says in Matthew 6, "And do not bring us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." Now, if you guys have been following the Refuge Devos over the last couple of weeks, you might know that each week that I've been doing it, I've been going line by line through the Lord's Prayer, going over each petition as it comes up. Today, we are talking about the way that Jesus teaches us to pray to give for his strength as we deal with temptation. Now, here's the reality. If you're a human being, then you at times have dealt with temptation. You know, there is no ands, ifs, or buts about it. This is the reality for all of us. In fact, even through the Gospels, we see that even Jesus, being fully God and fully man, he was actually tempted during his time here in his earthly ministry. Yet, even though he was tempted, he never sinned, because he was able to go to the cross as the perfect sacrifice on our behalf, right? You guys might recall back in the book of John, as John the Baptist sees Jesus, he says, "Behold, the Lamb of God who comes to take away the sins of the world." Hebrews 4:15 makes this the same point, that Jesus was sinless even though he dealt with temptation. Listen to this. It says in Hebrews 4, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with us in our weakness, but one who has been tempted in every way as we are, yet without sin." Tempted and yet without sin. Now, for the rest of us, we all have sin. The Bible makes it clear. We were all born into sin, and we have all definitely fallen short in the area of temptation. Yet the fact that Jesus has overcome temptation is actually really good news for all of us who struggle with it. And here's why. Because the passage of in Hebrews, which we just read, where it talks about Jesus being our high priest who sympathizes with us, means that when we are struggling, he is not looking down on us thinking, "Oh, what a weak person. I cannot believe that they're even tempted. It should be over this by now." He knows what you're going through. Secondly, the fact that he overcame temptation and the work that he accomplished on the cross means that now, because he took our place, when we put our faith in him, right, we're actually now seen with the perfect track record of Jesus. Or as the Bible would say, that we've been imputed the righteousness of Christ. So when God sees us, he doesn't see us with our broken track record anymore, but he sees us with Christ's righteousness covering. And then lastly, the same power in which Jesus overcame the temptation, the power of the Holy Spirit, is now ours who are in Christ Jesus. As the Bible tells us that when we put our faith in Christ, the Spirit of God came and he made us new. He gave us a new nature and he came to indwell and live inside of us, to empower us to be able to live the Christian life that we could not on our own. And so because of this, we have the Word of God, we have prayer, and we have the Spirit of God inside of us when it comes to battling temptation. So Christian, today know that if there is a temptation that comes up, if it doesn't come up today, then tomorrow if there's a temptation that comes up, do not forget that we have a risen Savior who's overcome. All right, well, God bless you guys, and hope you have a great rest of the day.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
the door that holds me in. This is the day that